the thing that I get to is like treating the artist like a product,
yeah,
and not like an ever-evolving human being. Niggas not allowing you to evolve from where they met you, is that like frustrating as an artist? Or is it just like, you know what? It really ain't got nothing to do with me.
It's a lot of the latter. It's a lot of like, that's what I had to realize is like, the reason why we love music as recorded music is because it stays the same. You could listen to it a million times and remember where you first were or what memories you built off of it. You could play it back and it's going to be the same lyrics. It's going to be the same vocal take. It's going to be the same music. And it'll literally bring you back. And so, you know, people build their lives off of certain music, certain soundtracks that come out to you. Like, nobody could tell me nothing about The College Dropout. Nobody could tell me nothing about Registration ever, because I know what that did for me and what parts of my life I lived to it. I was at my Auntie Carolyn's house when my mom came and dropped off Late Registration a week early because she knew somebody at Coconuts that had the album straight off the truck. So I sat and listened to the album on my Walkman and walked up and down 126, where you do not walk up and down. But like, I have that forever. When I wrote my college essay, I wrote it saying in every sentence that I'm not going to college and college isn't for me. And I quoted College Dropout several times in my college essay. Obviously, I didn't get into anywhere, but that was my identity. And I was so closely tied to that any time once Kanye made, you know what I'm saying, 808s and Heartbreak or anything that was just a slightly different, I had to like grow to like understand like, oh, this person is a person that's growing, that's trying to show me new stuff. And those old projects will always have a special place in my heart that I can't even control because of the level of adolescence and naivety and like, you know, and just being green to the world that I was when I heard it. So what I always want to like try and remind myself and respect is that sometimes it's also bots. Like I have actual ops. I have niggas that are trying to like fuck up my internet presence, but also some people that genuinely feel that way, I respect it because you know they just loved it so much. Yeah, they just loved it so much. They see it, you know what I'm saying? It's capitalism. Like everybody, you know, has their commodities that they like, that they buy into. And like eventually the artist and their art gets commodified and becomes something that you bought and it's something that you own. So you don't want to see that thing change so much. I'm the nigga that made it. So you can't diss me with my own shit. Like there was no ass rap before ass rap. There won't be another ass rap. So understanding that the real world is always going to give you a real taste of what's going on. And when I did The Big Day and I got like all of this weird internet reaction from it, I spent a lot of time like away from like wanting to be around people, away from wanting to like have to deal with whatever I thought was out there in the world. And it wasn't until I started going back outside that I realized like, no, there's people that really, really love this album. There's people that's getting married to this album. There's people that like have tattoos of lyrics from this album. And this is something that came from my pen straight to paper. So my purpose is already defined and validated. I just have to like stay within this understanding of like, until I die, I gotta live in my purpose. I gotta write. I gotta publish my works too. Like not just writing shit, thinking that it's dope, but then being scared of what meme is gonna come out. Like fuck that shit. Like the niggas that leave comments, here's a real gem that just came to my brain. Them comments will be gone. Them comments not standing the test of time. I'm tattooed on people's bodies, shit from my brain. Like I'm getting emotional even just thinking about it because I was just in New York at this meet and greet and just got to experience this love in Brooklyn, this space packed out with people that, you know what I'm saying, have genuine love for me and been waiting for 6 years. What took you so long? Like what? Why, when I've been wanting to meet you my whole life. This is a story about my mother who passed away and she told me I was going to meet you. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. Crazy. That'll fuck you up. Yeah. And you won't ever get that off Twitter. You will never get that out of a million views or out of however many likes.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Comment section. Never.
You can't get that. So to my creatives out there, like keep creating. Keep going outside, keep sharing your music shamelessly, and like you'll always get to your purpose.
Facts. That's, let that breathe. Cause that three gonna live forever. Fuck nigga.
Fuck nigga.
Forever.
Who are you?
When you see that three, nigga, you gonna know who it is, bitch.
Who are you?
You gonna know that.